But what most of the Chamber of Commerce through me appreciate him now, me respect him, Tinting Blong all my sava too, all same, Sambla time. You must give him prominence, Blong Tinting Blong government, now one of something country, he thing or same best long end. So it is important that, you know, what the government would like to do, and the purpose why, for the reasons underlying the ban, must be respected, because we want to create an environment that's going to be environmentally friendly.
Work by now start one time on local manufacturer who start is having making plastic in a long start long making all biodegradable plastic or all plastic we can buruk hurry up.
So as a start, we are going to ban importations of plastic bags. And then we are going to ask those manufacturers of plastic bags that are located within the country to, one, produce plastic bags that are going to be reusable, but they also they are biodegradable probably within 3 to 6 months.
This will be come up, Maski, all company, all same, put Mosby Chamber Blong Commerce, it was at a Maki Mouse Blong business inside Long City. It all same, only no kissim good plan look save, na talk save, long display stop, long use him na buying plastic inside Long Country. Minister Mori, it all same, me save, long how all business. By kissing time, that's all. This was stopped by look to long kirapem sample money blong on lick businessman Mary too.
What it basically means is that it's going to increase the volume of business for them. But you must know that where such is the case, it's going to have a flow on impact on the SMEs. Firstly, they have got to bring in more manpower to increase their productions, and as such, you know, you might have a supply chain where people who are going to distribute the plastic bags will be employed in the entire equation.
This was stopping long carry more plastic come inside long country by start long number 31 day long display moon. Na minister, he got big belief also more business house by running business long all good yet.
When it happens, they can be able to work backwards to, you know, work out how much they need to produce. So these are things that can be done within their own respective organizations, and I'm pretty sure that and with the government's support to them in terms of, you know, the, of this legislation where we are going to ban imports of, you know, plastic bags, I'm pretty sure that they will rise up to the challenge.
Long East New Britain Province, Big Plapes reporter Long Hap, na man who sat is behind him good dispa story, Poreni Umau, he took a time dispa stopping long plastic he come inside long year ego penis, all man merina all young pla long East New Britain Province, he been behind him dispa law, na he been amamas long harem all same government in like now look out in place, blong all.
Only hamamas terat long dispa time, only talk travel all public or same embargata plastic ban. One per week, because this last time I'm been World Environment Day, so market authority I'm go pass lo this la 15 or same member benim plastic lo all get out ENB markets lo Coca-Cola bowl na caravan.
All man Mary even start long carim basket go long market na store na ino bin got one plus big plus heavy against him this plus stop long one em all business too. Even go pass long carim out this plus stop him long using plastic inside long store.
Shop, two plus shop, and a sense na Kokopo Central only been behind him starting in two now. Only talk sawell or man Mary golo shopping or golo market. Only no carry more plastic bag, but only carry more bag blow or basket. No go time no market or shopping. Only put him on cargo blow go inside lo all bag. But even you know good la awareness too much lo this time. So all money been care up no good lo time only enforcing this la.
Dr. Eugene Izibilo, usati me wample research blong National Research Institute blong Papua New Guinea talk time government like karima display kind on law or stop blong plastic only must look him na skill him good pla na no good blong display law.
So one problem here is not just about the policy, but the problem is implementation, compliance cost. It will cost a lot of money in order to see that in order to see that people comply to it, you know, I mean the shopkeepers and the supermarket, for them to comply with it, people need to monitor. People need to implement the policy, and in the cost of implementing it, it costs a lot of money. Because people need to go out to see whether the supermarket they have implemented the policy. And where will the money come from? The money will come from taxpayers, and that will cost money.